That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Good! Go on, Carlos.
Get up! P-p-p-pale!
You're listening to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome back to the latest episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, which is episode 88 of the show. And with me, as always, are my two very special elves, which, of course, are my co-hosts. First up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello. I was not aware I was an elf.
Yeah, but you're an awesome elf, though.
As long as that's the case, sure.
And of course, is our Canadian elf, our brother from another mother, from the other side of the world, from the legendary land of Canada. And that, of course, is Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
I'm the kind of elf that sells little green Christmas trees.
Yes, yes. As one should, but under the mistletoe, though.
They're very seasonal.
And the perfect way to end 2022 on is, it has to, of course, be my pick.
Oh, God damn it.
So, and it being that this is episode 88, and we're 12 more episodes away from our milestone 100th episode, I figured I need something to end our very 2B Christmas theme month episodes on, and I found just the perfect movie for this one. And that, of course, and to be on brand as we usually are, I'm going to start in the middle of a film franchise instead of starting from the very first. And for this episode of the show, my pick is going to be Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker.
Why?
So no Garbage Day?
No Garbage Day, unfortunately. Because to be fair, though...
To be fair...
That movie, as much as it is so bad it's good, at least about 70% of that movie is just the first movie again, since it's just reused footage. So we would have to wait at least an hour before we even get to the new stuff. But so I thought, you know what, we need to go to the wackier entries of this franchise, because every entry in this series is completely insane. And I thought this would be the perfect one to do the show on. So for all of our listeners out there who have never listened to a previous episode of 2B Tuesdays of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, first of all, if Silent Night, Deadly Night 5 is playing in your end of the world, look it up on Tubi and we'll play the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if you're not interested in checking out the movie, or if it's not playing in your end of the world on Tubi, I'm sure the episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film, and then once the ad is over, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film. But we'll also make sure to give timestamps as well, so we can all still be in sync. So, with all that out of the way, let's do this. Marcy, Batch, are you ready to be absolutely terrified by Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker?
No.
Beat, every time it's your pick, I'm terrified, so...
Alrighty, let's do this. I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Go.
Still giving the bird. Don't really want to watch this, but here we go.
These always seem to be the good episodes, Marcy, when we don't want to watch something.
It could have been worse if there was like a Santa Claus or the Ice Cream Bunny 2 out there. I could have picked that.
Oh, God,
for this show.
No.
We never want to see that again.
Indeed.
Unless it's a modern reboot of Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Exactly.
That's like a shot-for-shot recreation of the original.
Still silent films.
Bede, move your mouse out of the way.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry. The things we deal with when we stream a movie of mine.
Yeah, and it's frozen for me.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
It's frozen for me, too.
Oh, no. What's going on?
I don't know, Bede.
Give me a second. Why is it frozen? It shouldn't be freezing.
I don't know.
Oh, there we go. Okay, sorry about that, everyone.
Why is Tubi freezing?
Doesn't want us to watch this movie. I mean, there are better Christmas movies out there you could be watching for this show.
Yeah, there's a lot better things we could be watching, but B decides on the shit.
Yes.
Can I get a too sweet for actually not us not doing a single Hallmark movie for this month?
Yes. Too sweet.
Okay. Too sweet.
Finally, Bede gets too in sweet. On it.
I get in on it. Although mine's a bit weird, so.
It's just that, mate.
Exactly.
What the fuck is up with this kid's outfit? I know they're pajamas. But what are those? What are those shoes?
Are you possessed by the night again?
Is this kid the son of the couple from Possessed by the Night?
Well, with those shoes, he might be.
Mom, Dad, do you have a brain in a jar in there? Is that why you're having sex?
It is, actually. Ew!
Hey, now. Oh, hold on.
Panty continues.
All right. The kid's going to make a sandwich.
Watch him
banging again.
I just want to see this kid's like slipper shoes again.
While they're up there having sex, I can check out the presents.
So why do all these movies involve a child seeing something like that with their parents?
I don't know, because that's pretty much... You're right, though, because in most of these films in the franchise, it is pretty much the common theme.
What was that movie we watched last year about the kid in karate in Christmas?
The Christmas Miracle.
Christmas Miracle. Yes.
To Derek, don't open till Christmas. Get rid of those weird shoes. Love everybody.
Speaking of a karate Christmas miracle...
Ada, shut the fucking door!
See, that's how killer Santa Claus is.
I was gonna say, some dude dressed as Santa is gonna come and attack the house, kill the sexy parents, the kid's gonna grow up and be a murderous Santa.
Exactly. And he's gonna be sexually repressed, too.
Well, they always have to be.
Why is watching me have sex?
Your technique was shit.
Also, I like to watch you guys.
Ew. Wait, it was a young Denny from The Room.
Denny's origin story.
Dad, you need to shave your head because you're receding badly.
Also, your chest hair should easily be used as a wig.
Well, that's given enough time for someone to show up.
The kid's got Geico Kaiju shoes.
Oh, that's what the shoes are.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs.
Are we sure, though?
Hehehe, the kid's gone now, gonna open his present.
Those are Christmas Kaiju shoes. Oh, Geico Kaiju.
I bet it's in the box.
What's in the box? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, wait, this isn't my son's present. This is my wife's present that I got from Wild Secrets.
Is it a ghoulie?
A ghoulie coming out of the present. A very ghoulie Christmas.
Hey, it's a Pokeball.
We will try and do ghoulies sometime in next year.
Yes. Gotta catch a ball.
It's a ball from Phantasm.
Ash Ketchum's, is it Ash Ketchum's origin story?
Oh shit, I may have called it.
What the fuck is this?
Merry Christmas, Eugenio.
Oh, that's a creepy Santa Claus face.
Yikes. Oh!
He's a leftover Santa Claus from Puppet Master vs. Demonic Toys.
It might be.
Oh!
This is what you get for having sex with your wife.
Well, this is how we link it to the last movie.
Exactly.
Kill a Christmas tree, kill a Santa.
Well, yeah, because we got to
kill a toys.
Yeah, because we have to kill a toy, but also, like the Christmas tree in the killing tree, it also has extendo arms, too.
It does.
So we can link this back that the people who made this toy also made the Puppet Master / Demonic Toy toys. Then they hear about what... Yes, Corey Feldman. He heard about what happened in the killing tree in the news and decided to make a toy based on that. But at Santa Claus.
This might be the best or worst death scene I've ever seen in my life, because I'm assuming he's going to die.
Oh!
Not
Corey Feldman wanted to bang that mom, so
he also was thinking to himself, wrong hole.
When he wanted to get poked, this was not what he was referring to. Oh my gosh, who am I going to have sex with now?
Why did the kid just sit there the whole time?
I couldn't move.
I still want that sandwich.
Well, was that present meant to kill the kid?
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
It'll be revealed as the movie
Who's
goes
the
on.
Toy maker?
I'll give you
Corey
one.
Corey Feldman.
It's Mickey Rooney, isn't it?
Yes.
Because that's all I know about this movie.
Which is ironic because Mickey Rooney was very vocal about his dislike for the original Silent Night, Deadly Night, but yet somehow he starred in the fifth film in the franchise, although from what I have read, and Clint Howard's in this movie too.
Yes.
And Conan Usna. Joe Petto.
Joe Petto.
Wow, I wonder what that could be referring to.
Hey, it's me, Joe fucking Petto.
Can you imagine going through life with the last name of Petto? That would be, like, incredibly unfortunate.
It'd be just like if your name was Peterphile.
Exactly.
It's either I got a kid that's made of wood or I fuck kids. I can't win with his name Joe Petto.
Nope.
Special effects by Screaming Matt George. I want to go through life with a name like that. Screamy Mad Bead.
No, you're just a terrible Aussie Bead.
Oh. Brian Usna.
He co-wrote this movie.
And produced it. Yes.
What else
Amazing.
Did he do?
Amazing.
Oh, well, Brian Usna, he is the director. We had done one of his films before. Because
we did Beyond Reanimator.
We did Beyond Reanimator.
Guy. Okay.
Yeah. And he also, of course, for other people out there, he also did Bride of Reanimator, and he also did the previous Silent Night, Deadly Night film, Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, Initiation.
And he did The Dentist and Society.
Yep.
So this is just 2 weeks later?
Yes.
How is Jeffrey Coombs not in this movie?
He should be, though.
Why wasn't he the toy maker?
We might have to retroactively, like, put...
He could have been, hey, my name's Joe Petto.
Joe Petto.
Like Geppetto, but in two names.
And not the other Petto. That's got a D, this is a T. There's a difference.
Is it still Christmas? I'm confused. Who's
yes,
that?
It is still... Oh, you'll find out very soon. I've seen this movie already, so I know a lot of the plot elements of this film.
That's why we don't watch it beforehand, B.
Yes. Well, we try to.
We make it up as we go along.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show. We got to watch the weirdest shit we haven't seen, but sometimes we kind of need to watch things we've seen because it's fun.
Weapon. Oh,
why is he watching Rambo, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Because Rambo's for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I still can't believe they made a Rambo animated series for kids.
I have every episode of that downloaded.
Fuck yeah.
So we could do commentaries for that. Just
coming soon to our Patreon, commentaries of Rambo the cartoon series.
I'm down for that.
Yes, let's do it. You heard it here first, folks. There's another reason to sign up to our Patreon.
Exactly. It'll be a Patreon exclusive, and the only way you can watch them is if you join our Patreon. Or if you're already a subscriber, you can watch them as much as you like.
Yeah, coming in the new year, we're doing it.
Fuck yeah, we will.
Throw it on the whiteboard, as I like to say.
Okay, for what I was saying before, Mickey Rooney being in this movie, like I said, he was very vocal and protested the original Silent Night, Deadly Night film. So he was cast in this film without actually knowing it was a Silent Night, Deadly Night film.
So what happened when he found out? Was he like, oh, fuck you?
Most likely, yes.
Can we find out? Because I'm curious now.
Now, here's an interesting thing. This woman and the other kid, they were the main characters in the previous Silent Night, Deadly Night film.
Are they playing
so that's how they paid forward.
Are they playing the same characters or different characters?
The same characters, yes.
So what happened in that movie?
Let's just say that the fourth one is insane because it involves a cult and bugs. And being that it's a Brian Usner film, you can only imagine the combination of those two things would
body
deliver.
Horror.
And, yes. And also, it's a very horny film, too.
So, is this kid already massively traumatized?
I guess, yes. That's why he can't speak.
He just sits at home all day and watches Rambo.
But watching Rambo, the cartoon series, is fine.
But I wanted to watch all the Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel.
No, that's this gangster wannabe kid.
It's the Rambo cartoon Christmas episode. Rambo learns the spirit of Christmas and shoots dozens of people.
A very special Rambo Christmas.
Coming soon.
Hashtag very special Rambo Christmas special.
Fuck yeah. Now, is this kind of like, because compared to the dad, the mum looks very young. I'm hoping this is not another Karate Christmas Miracle situation where she's like the mother, daughter, sister.
Possibly.
Yes.
Possibly. Who's staring at him through the window?
That dude in the car.
Who's the dude in the car?
He likes to watch those guys too, because the kid So he and the kid have something in common. They like to watch people.
Apparently. Pedos. And this guy thinks he's Rambo with that outfit.
Pedos toys.
I don't like this. That's way too on the nose, dude. Pun completely intended.
Indeed.
Could have been worse. Could have been an office supply store called Pedos Files.
Luckily, I wasn't drinking my drink then, or I'd be... Whoa.
You got a snort out of me.
It's the killer from My Killer.
Hey, Melanie. It's Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. Eric Stoltz. Oh, wait, that's on him. He looks like Eric Stoltz.
So is Mickey Rooney meant to be evil?
Yes.
Like, does he want to kill children?
Yes.
Because, you know, he... was only a successful child star for like maybe 1 year.
He wants to kill all the child stars in town.
Mm.
Okay, his son's name is Pino.
Yes.
Pino okay. Pedo.
Pino Pedo.
Middle name Kyo. It's Japanese.
I don't like this.
I think anyone who has the last name of Pedo needs to be kept away from all children.
I don't like this at all.
And somehow, until his death, like a few years ago, Mickey Rooney looked like 100 years old for like 50 years.
He did, actually. That's what happens when you're...
The son...
Sorry.
The mom wants to buy the son some Rambo toys for Christmas.
based off the cartoon. I had those.
Oh my god.
Bob, this isn't the wrong store. I wanted to go to Wild Secrets.
That kid's a pervert.
I hear they have brains in jars there.
Wow, let's leave the basement thing out in the open.
Nobody's gonna fall in there.
That's a one creepy looking dog toy.
That's a Wild Secrets dog toy.
It's frozen again, Bede.
So, you want something Wild Secrets? Oh, a dog that has a tongue.
Whoa.
Something went funny there.
Why? What happened? What did I do?
It must be your internet.
Went into the Speed Force for a second.
But the movie, I'm okay. I've survived.
Please don't point long things at the kid.
This is a mistake. I shouldn't have brought my little brother here.
That's a G.I. Joe. I wanted Rambo.
This movie is weird. Why did you pick it?
Because it's weird.
I don't know what's going on, Bede.
See, we were missing this last week, Marcy.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, it's the bookworm from the bookshop. That show from the Australian
show.
The book place.
The mom's like, no, I'll keep that for later.
Ew. It reminds me of my late husband.
It looks like one of those worms from Star Trek, you know, the ones that go in people's ears and mind control them?
Yes.
It's just like her husband, it curved to the left.
Yes. Now it's time to kill all the other kids so I can play Fallout Boy.
Jiminy Jellicers.
His son, Mickey Rooney, is like at least 200 years old.
That's what happens when you're a child star, you age very badly.
As soon as he hit 20, he automatically turned into an old man.
That's why they based Hans Molman on him.
Yes.
These are some weird fucking toys and I don't like this.
All homemade.
They're looking for those good guy dolls, but they don't have any left in stock.
Exactly. Do you have any real dolls, man?
Why is he buying a robot? Why is he buying the toy? The guy dropped.
Hey, Marcy, as adults, we too buy toys just for ourselves.
Yeah, that's why we use Wild Secrets.
That's the robot from Ninja Terminator.
Yes.
But it's also from Wild Secrets.
Yes.
It's a sexy robot.
Sexy robot. It's the Martha the robot action figure.
Ew. What did he drop on the floor?
It was a newspaper clipping.
Of what?
We'll find out soon.
How about you just explain it to me, because I'm not going to know what's going on.
But I will give away the plot of the movie.
I'm going to use that ritual from the Killing Tree to put my soul into this robot.
That's the next robot movie. Yes. Excuse me, sir. You drop your newspaper clipping. And I sound like Nick Nolte.
Does he now?
Why? I don't know. My name's Joe Petto, for God's sakes. God damn. I'm just a toy maker. God damn it. These kids, they don't want their whatchamacallits in their who's a who's.
Why does this guy have, like, 100 toys?
He never grew up, so he has to still play with toys.
He's selling them all on eBay. He's going to flip them all.
He's taking all the batteries out.
I'm going to get this $20 toy, and I'm going to flip it for $120.
Batteries not included.
I can't calm down, because that's not how I do it.
I'm so confused. I'm looking this up. I don't care. How does this even tie back to the original? Come on now.
Well, that's the interesting thing about the Silent Night, Deadly Night franchise is that they all have very loose connections. Because the first three deal with the characters of Ricky and his brother Billy. But then once their story kind of wraps up in the third film, the fourth film is like its own separate thing. But I believe from what I remember, because I think the third film played on a TV somewhere in the fourth film. So that's the only connection back to that one. And of course, the two main characters from the fourth film have small roles in this one. And also, Clint Howard is also in the fourth one, but he's playing a different character here in this film. I can't pay my rent for my room, but here, have a present.
Why would he give him that one? That's the killer toy.
I wanted a Turbo Man doll.
Yes.
Turbo Man.
Is that Worm thing?
I'm just very confused, and I'm not going to understand anything.
That's why we missed you on the show last week, Marcy. Well, the week before, Marcy, because we would have been... We just needed Marcy's input on, like, what is going on? I'm confused.
Well, I think you're both confused enough to make up for it.
Well, that is true.
Ew.
You are the one on this program that asks the hard-hitting questions, like, what is going on?
And I gotta work out.
This is really stupid. I'm not kidding. This is really stupid.
That is from Wild Secrets, all right.
Yep. This is a weird butt plug.
He just hasn't experimented enough yet.
It's like a double-ended dildo.
I mean, he's put it on. He wants to use it. What does he think's going to happen if he turns it on? It's going to get excited.
I'm going to bite your ass, dude.
Nom, 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 nom.
Look at its googly eyes.
It is the ugliest fucking thing.
Why would anyone, like, sell that in a toy shop?
It's me, the Christmas dildo. Hi, I'm going to bite you.
Ew.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm never going to imagine that toy without that voice to match, so I'm going to be thinking that from now on.
Totally. It's like last episode with Tom Hardy.
Yes. Throw me away, will you? Time to zap your genitals.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh! How
is this scary?
This is not the deep throating I wanted.
He didn't want.
That's not how deep throating
he
works.
Didn't want to be the giver this time.
Damn it! I'm trying to drive the car. Get out of my mouth.
Oh, he's dead. So.
Oh, it's taking out his eyes. Oh, it's coming out his eye. I'm gonna replace him with googly eyes. And somehow I'm still driving!
I have no idea what happened. Whoa! How did it blow up?
I wasn't wearing my seatbelt!
And the car just blew up.
He died the way he lived, going in someone's mouth and taking out their eyes and getting burnt up in a car crash.
But he was also one day left to retirement.
There it is!
There it is!
I think Batch has a sound for that.
Yeah, that deserves a...
There
you go.
Alright, I need more toys, so I'm gonna break in.
Who the fuck is this cunt? Seriously.
I'm looking for rare Funko Pops.
You guys got any of those Pogs? With Alf? I heard he's back in Pog form.
I'm gonna sneak into the toy shop early so I can get that Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Oh, Bob, man.
That variant Rambo with the Christmas outfit on. Christmas Rambo.
Christmas Rambo.
Christmas Rambo. So instead of a bandana, he's just got a Santa Claus hat on top of his head.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With a red tank top and like red camo, like pants.
Yes.
Yeah, like Santa pants, but like in red camo. Yes.
And he's got like tinsel covering his machine gun.
Yes.
Instead of a knife, it's a giant candy cane, like shaped like a knife.
And he throws Christmas baubles instead of grenades.
Yeah.
Although the Christmas baubles are actually grenades.
They still explode.
Mm.
The Christmas baubles.
But sometimes he also likes to enjoy a Christmas camel toe.
Mm.
Why does Mickey Rooney in that photo look like Bill Clinton?
I don't know what's going on!
Ah, there better not be any child actors down here. Ah!
Sorry. And he's a raging alcoholic.
Mickey Rooney, the original Dickie Roberts former child star.
Mm.
I keep all my child stars down in that basement.
I'm so confused. You know, I'd be more down for this movie if it was more like The Loved Ones and he had like heaps of people down in there.
Maybe he does, Marcy.
Because they weren't pretty enough.
It's just all former child stars.
All the ugly toys are downstairs.
Yes.
It's like a fucked up version of the island, or the fucked up version of Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes. Hey, it's Baby Oopsie. I'm down here. Let me out.
That's Baby Oopsie, all right.
Oh, yeah. And we will be doing a baby. We'll be watching a Baby Oopsie movie next year.
There's a new season of it. There's like four episodes. I just saw the trailer yesterday.
Damn. Oh yeah, there was a kid in this movie.
All I wanted to do was play Fallout Boy. Hey, Bob, I was listening to Dua Lipa. Shut up. Fuck off.
The way it was meant to be listened to.
I can't listen to Slayer.
It's a mixtape. System of a Down's on it as well.
Wait, he's got they another present?
They really want to kill this kid!
I'm asking for the new Cannibal Corpse tape for Christmas.
I actually think he got the life-size Antonio Banderas blow-up love doll with realistic genitalia.
I think that was the Bob's present.
Mm.
Now available from Wild Secrets. Please sponsor this show.
Kid, the present says, don't open till Christmas. Don't try to open it till Christmas.
Yeah, if you keep opening it weeks beforehand, it's not going to work.
He's just drinking in the back.
Wow, what a realistic looking Santa.
Hey, it's Clint Owen in the background.
Oh my god, this weirdo is being Santa. Oh my god, it is too.
Mind you, Clint Howard was 30 years old at the time.
Rocking that hard
That's
Canadian
a hard Canadian 30.
Yeah. We gotta remember, because when we did Rock and Roll High School, I think he was only like 20 or 21 when he did that movie. So he would have only been like 33 or 32 or 33 when he made this movie.
Oh, sorry, he's a hard Canadian 50.
Yeah.
That's why him and Mickey Rooney just aged so much.
We don't know what they went through.
That is true. And Clint Howard's here because Ron Howard, his brother Rob, wasn't making a movie at the time.
True. Who is this now?
Pino 75.
I think I have that wine bottle. Pino 75.
Oh, okay, this is meant to be the son of, like, a 200-year-old man?
Yes. Hey, 200-year-old men can have, like, children.
If you say so. I reckon their sperm would have been dead, like, 150 years ago.
Really creeps me out. He looks like Eric Stoltz.
He looks like he's in the wrong movie. I feel like he thought he was going to be in a Greasers movie.
He was the original Deddy, but he got lost along the way in terms of movies and ended up in this one, and the other actor played Deddy.
Please tell me we're, like, getting close to the halfway mark.
We're 30 minutes into this movie.
Jesus Christ! We have an hour to go? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Why?
I like the idea they're just rotating the three Santas in 10-minute shifts.
And how can any of these people not notice that it's like, or at least the kids anyway, not notice that, like, these are different Santa Clauses sitting on.
Right. Like, and why would you put your kid on a grown man's lap? Like, what were people thinking about this shit?
And one's a black guy. Nobody noticed.
They're all colorblind. Santa Claus.
Now, Santa Claus, I wanted all this. I want a Versace bag.
Wow, that kid is pissed.
Oh, that kid wanted a tape of Bride of Reanimator.
Yeah, she's got good taste. Clearly.
That kid knows what's up.
Mm.
Exactly. She's a future, like, host of the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Dude, I just want to punch this kid. He's got this, like, sourpuss face. I don't know. Yeah, okay, you saw your parents having sex and then your dad got killed by a toy, but come on.
You say that like that would be traumatizing for someone.
Yeah, well, the kid probably shouldn't be fucking carted around the house like this.
Santa Claus, I feel a bit uncomfortable that you're this close to my face.
This is not a safe space.
So now he doesn't want to give the kid up? Way to fit the stereotype, bro.
Lady, listen, I need a new elf, and he's the right size for being one.
Oh god. Also want to punch his face. Fucking hell. Not creepy at all, dude.
She was 12 years old at the time she made that photo.
Ew. What is he even doing? What is going on?
He's stalking them.
That kid in the background has a bowl haircut.
I'm sorry, son.
We couldn't buy you that Rambo Christmas toy.
Santa,
it's okay. I got your tickets to the Ramones next week.
Yes. Now that is a perfect Christmas present right there.
I don't like this creepy fucking movie.
Creepy fucking station wagon. Look at the station wagon.
This is creepy for the wrong fucking reasons.
Oh, sorry. Water just went down the wrong throat.
It went down the wrong throat. How many throats do you have there, Bede?
I'm not touching that. It went down the wrong tube.
How many tubes you got going on there?
Well, see, what happens is...
It went wrong down the wrong 2B Tuesday.
Oh! Damn it, no demonic toys or puppet masters.
I'm starting
toys in
to
here.
Miss that movie.
Look at all these generic toys.
Needs a baby oopsie.
Now, son, do you want to go back to pedos?
No!
That kid is going to turn into the kid from the Babadook at one point, I'm sure.
I'd rather go to Toys R Us, a real toy store where they have cool toys.
They have toys with brands.
Wild Secrets are us. Sorry.
Wow, you really loved that joke.
I did love that joke. I'm not going to be shameful. I'm not going to be ashamed to laughing at my own jokes.
Badge, please, kill it up. Yes.
That's what you get.
Thank you, Badge.
So mean.
We are mean. This is boring.
Is it, though? It's yes, the best it of is. The sequels. What if I told you this is, like, the best sequel out of all of them?
Then I don't want to watch the other ones.
You will. They're going to be my future picks for episodes of the show.
Nah, you're banned. You're not allowed.
No. Mm-mm. You're so mean.
I am mean.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we've had a good beat band on the show.
It has been a little while. But nothing's fucking happening. Everybody is fucking creepy, and I don't like it.
Well, it is a horror movie, Marcy.
No, it's not.
Is it? Is it though? I mean, is it?
This is like a fucking pervert movie. For perverts. This is probably why you watched it, you pervert.
Oh, it only just gets worse from here.
Oh, God, I don't want to know. Is that kid going to go drink his own pee?
Mom, I'm going to go drink pee in my room now. And listen to... And also listen to Pantera.
Oh my god. I need to step away for a few minutes, but also I'm actually in pain. I need to stretch my back. I might be back when the movie finishes. We'll see.
But no.
No, it won't be that long. I also need to refill my drink. And watch me go refill it, come back, and forget to grab the drink. But also, fucking hell, something needs to happen in this movie. Other than a kid drinking his own pee.
Look,
now he's on the floor. Oh, now he's smiling. Oh, well.
Bob, you interrupted my heavy metal section.
Eddie. Peter, you were supposed to hide out of my closet, what, my sons? I better keep drinking some Jack if I'm gonna get for making all these toys for these little shits. Okay, Batch, Marcy's gone now. This is where the part of the episode where things get weird.
Yes.
Well, he was stalking you, duh!
Yo!
God damn it, Joe.
Actually, since this is the crazy part of the show, Craven, are you out there at the moment? Can you hear me? Maybe I can clear
this whole thing up. You see, I. Merry Christmas, Bean! Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Not too bad, thanks, Craven. I was actually going to say, like, this is our last Christmas episode of the year, or at least, like, depending when this drops, it could either already been Christmas. Or it's about to be Christmas. What are you going to do for Christmas this year? Or have already planning on doing?
Oh, man. I got so much drinking to do. I got so much weed to smoke. I mean, I got my Christmas Craven outfit. That's all, like, festive colors with the hat. But it's all leopard print, red and green. I'm a big Christmas guy.
I hope you bought some presents for little baby Craven.
Tons of presents for, baby Craven, but no mistletoe, because I know Louise is around here somewhere, and I know she wants me under the mistletoe, but it's not gonna happen, I can tell you that.
We hope it doesn't happen, because it's either gonna be that, or you're gonna be under the mistle camel toe, which could be...
Oh, don't, I'm gonna puke! Don't, no, not Louise Lass's Christmas camel toe. Oh, no, that's harsh.
Well, I haven't seen Louise around because I know at the moment she's celebrating Hanukkah at the moment, so I don't think she's going to appear on this episode. So I think you might be safe, given
that buys me some time. I got 8 nights to get to disappear.
Yes, and also the hideout. Also, like Craven, have you Would you buy any toys from a place called Pedo's Toys for Baby Craven?
I don't know, how cheap are they?
I think they're at least
about... this economy, man, this economy, the dollar doesn't last very long. And these toys are bullshit, but what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, these are probably cheapo toys that you can buy for, like, $2. They're probably going to break after as soon as you hold them in your hand. So, you could buy any as you want and give them to Baby Craven, because I think he'll... I think Baby Craven would be the type of baby who would, like, play with broken toys.
Somebody said toys?
Yes, and Baby Craven... Yes, what are your favorite... What toys are you hoping to get from Santa Claus this year, Baby Craven?
See, I like this kid's music with this. Like, I want some tickets to go see Slayer, or like some LPs, because I like records, because, you know, I'm retro like that.
Now, do you like the toys that are in this movie, Craven? Because these are toys that not only you can play with, you can actually kill people with as well.
No, they're not stabby enough, Bid. Like, I just got this knife that I can stab you with it. I'll stab you, Bid.
So, do you want a knife collection for Christmas this year, Baby Craven?
Specifically to stab you with. No offense.
Why do you always want to keep stabbing me? What did I do?
It's funny. I mean, you giggle when I stab you.
Well, I may buy them for you anyway, but if I do, you're not allowed to stab me with them.
Bean, don't buy kids knives. That's not a good idea.
Oh, that is a good point. I'll get him like plastic ones. He won't notice the difference.
Don't make Baby Craven improvise on how he's going to stab people.
See, this is why if we buy him like one of those fake prop knives that you see in movies, then he'll think they're the real thing until he tries to stab someone and realize it's like, nope, they're not the real thing at all.
No, he'll break the fake knife so it doesn't retract, so that it becomes just a real knife.
Exactly. Oh man, I just got back from the Molly Ringwald lookalike competition and I'm pooped. My son is annoying me. He doesn't talk. And he likes to watch me and my now dead husband have sex. I'm weirded out, man.
We're taking a cue from The Killing Tree and just having long conversation pieces that contribute nothing to the film.
Exactly.
I gotta get
rid of this present.
This is not the Rambo toy I wanted.
I wanted the Rambo Battlefield with the jet.
Instead, Bob Witten got me the RoboCop animated series toy instead. Fuck that shit.
Someone say,
yeah, that's the kid we saw. Yeah. There's the kid we saw earlier. Yeah. If he doesn't want the RoboCop action figure, I'll take it. I don't know. Look at the kid's outfit.
That was the original Porch Pirate.
Exactly. He looks like he's dressed up as Vanilla Ice.
All right, hockey skates, and it's like plus 50 degrees out.
Yes. What did I tell you to get out with all those child stars? I'm not drunk. I'm just full of exciting liquid.
Oh, smack, smack.
Does Mickey Rooney have to slap a bitch?
Yes, he does.
Yes,
you just missed Mickey Rooney. You just missed Mickey Rooney smacking a bitch.
I mean, at least that means something's happening.
This is for
triumphant laughs.
So do we know who this... Wait, that's his son. Why is he beating him up?
Yes.
Well, because he got caught out hiding out at the mum and his son's house because they caught him hiding in the wardrobe.
I think the son's trying to warn like the kid and the parent, the mom against this guy with the toys.
So then who's the other fucking guy?
That's a son.
You'll find that part.
My son, Pino.
I'm so confused.
Oh, great. This is the third Eric Stoltz lookalike I've gone through this month.
Has he killed him?
Damn it, Pino. You only have one day left till retirement, too.
Oh, no.
That's Marcy's joke.
It is. He stole it.
I'm sorry.
And he was going to save the youth center.
Look at his outfit.
Whoa, this kid's being a fucking asshole.
Mind you, this guy is about 14 years old.
Yeah, they're both assholes. That hat like you, is dude. Like way too big for that kid, and he looks stupid. He just left his Nikes out there for anyone to take. Sure, okay.
And those were the new edition Nikes too.
Maybe people
Kirk Cameron's
just...
getting some this Christmas.
I was gonna say that dude looked like Kirk Cameron.
I mean, back 30 years ago, you could leave your shoes outside; no one would steal them.
Exactly, and leave your doors open, or just open up your door.
Well,
meanwhile,
this,
back to Rambo.
Bob, why is this movie called Debbie Does Dallas?
It contains Debbie nor Dallas.
I'm so
with these two next to each other, they look like when back when Tom Cruise and Mimi Rogers were married.
Ew. I can't unsee it now.
You can come in and sleep with me. Whoa, this movie's full of pedos.
This is going
the
to
kids
the...
just like
this is
the kids.
Sorry, I was going to say, this is going down the incest route, and I don't like it.
So, in other words, it's a Brian Usner movie. Yeah. The kids, like, got that John Cena Durr face. Duh.
Durr.
Duh.
I mean, he does, but he didn't have to say it.
I like how that kid has, like, a lamp that has a soccer ball attached to it.
He's got the most generic toys I've ever seen.
That they didn't have to pay any licensing for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, Mr. Koala, don't give me any chlamydia.
It's the chlamydia koala bear. Get yours this Christmas.
Meanwhile, oh, Kirk yeah. Cameron's Nicky session.
Rollerblades at nighttime.
This kid's just a dickhead.
And mind you, that kid with the rollerblades, that is Brian Usner's son.
Oh, so, wow. So he's just like, hey, son, be a dickhead. Yep, let's go.
Yes.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah!
Whoa!
Yeah, all you have to do, dude, is, like, tip over.
Or just take him off.
Uh-oh.
Toy killed their dad. Why is it in his room?
Right? Is this basically the plot of, oh, fuck. I had it in my head before, and now I've forgotten what it was.
Was it the movie we did a few weeks ago?
No, Marty? I'm thinking of, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
It kind of is. It has that kind of Halloween witch. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to fucking think of. But they're not, like, Halloween masks. They're... kids' toys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck up that toy.
I don't know why my mom left my dad's murder weapon here in my room for.
Probably because it rolled away and they didn't see.
Well, that is true.
How's this meant to kill him? Is he going to get hit by a car because he can't control them?
Derek, that toy cost $5 to buy.
Oh, I called it. I called it.
Oh!
Let's go.
Whoa!
Oh, look at that bump.
Parenting 101.
To be fair, that kid was an arsehole.
To be fair.
Oh, he's not dead.
He's now the invisible kid.
No, I can still see him.
Mainly because of the bandages.
No, his face, his eyes and mouth are pretty visible, babe.
I'm glad I got back here in time from the second Molly Ringwald convention I went to.
So who is that?
That's the friend of the neighbor.
Oh.
Who just happens to be the main character in number 4.
Oh.
You saw Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 as well?
What terrible acting, I mean accident.
Why would rollerblades need that in there?
You tell me.
Well, how would she know? She didn't do it.
Yeah, but that present was left out. But, well, the thing was, like, from what I remember, Molly Ringwald, she saw the present got left there at the house. And all that type of stuff. So she knows that present was for Derek. Yeah. And also, like,
so they're just for the one kid?
Essentially.
But we still don't know why he wants
it. Yeah, who is
this guy? You know what? It's going to be revealed in a bit, but I might as well reveal. That is the kid's real dad.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because he had an affair with the mom, and they conceived him.
So she wanted to have an affair with a younger dude because her husband looked like he was 85.
Exactly.
And
I want to see my kid!
And what does that have to do with the plot?
Because he wants to see his son. He only just found out about that he had a son. So.
And again, what does that have to do with the plot of this movie?
Oh, well, he also... I'm trying to remember. I think he also knows that something is up with Petto.
Because his name's Petto?
With the toys? So he's trying to... With Mickey Rooney's character, and he's basically trying to figure out if it's connected, like the toys. Like, he's investigating the toys.
How would he know that?
Trying to reach it. It has been a year since I've seen this movie.
This doesn't make any sense.
It'll be revealed.
I don't care. Your explanation didn't make any sense. Why would theirs?
Because it will.
No, it won't.
I think I'm too sober for this movie. I need to do something about it.
Get some ball into you.
I mean, nothing's happening, so it's kind of boring me. I need something to happen.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah, nothing.
She's in a cup.
This movie is lacking anything happening.
But she's scared.
But nothing's happening.
Well, nothing's happening. It's time for a new segment of What's Batch Smoking this week? Mm-hmm.
Hey,
so this week we're smoking some Ogen Indica GMO.
Nice.
Let's go.
But also, I was going to say, Batch, also, like, you talked about this with me before, about the Christmas-esque strains you have at your store at the moment.
Yes. So there's not much Christmas strains. We got Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
From Bredican, and those are available in pre-rolls. We also, normally last year we had a little bit more Christmas stuff going on, but there's eggnog flavored white chocolate edibles.
Oh.
If you're into that type of thing.
Hmm.
Oh, panting.
What the fuck? She runs away from him, then she wants to kiss him. What the fuck is this? Why the fuck is this?
This movie's suddenly making a lot more sense to me. I don't know why.
I could be off my face on every drug in the world, and this movie's never going to make sense to me.
And it's still the best of the sequels.
And you're never getting a pick on this podcast again.
Marcy, you know I always get a pick on this podcast.
Sad truth. We keep threatening, but we never follow through.
I think I'm following through this time.
The only time it's ever going to happen is if you actually legit fire me and then hire somebody else to take over.
I mean, I'm very tempted to.
But Marcy, this is a democracy. We'd have to, and Batch would have to be the deciding vote.
Yeah, he agrees with me.
That's the same. That's the thing. Even though we fire you, you'll be back the next week.
Exactly. I will come back like LL, week after week.
If you pick a movie this boring again, you're gone, Bede.
Oh my gosh, Kirk Cameron's in the room! Oh wait, no, it's not him. He kind of looks like Kirk Cameron, just with a giant forehead. Ew!
Why would they do it on the kid's bed? Oh, he's in the mum's bed, but still.
They're horny teenagers.
Too much to hope that that's a deathbed?
That would make this it's a lot more interesting.
It's baby deathbed.
Let me guess, the kid's gonna see him have sex and be more traumatized.
If I see more people having sex, I'm gonna grow up to be a killer Santa Claus.
Like the first two.
Sorry, I don't even know what to say, because, like, nothing's happening and I don't know what's going on.
See, there you go. He just answered your question. Why did you run away from me? You look like Michael Biehn. I was scared.
And she was just having sex with her husband, like, 2 weeks ago before he died.
To be fair, I imagined it was you.
You.
Also, do I look like Marissa Tomei? Duh.
I can't unsee Mimi Rogers now.
Does my forehead look huge?
Yes, yes, it does, Bede.
Also, do I have a very wide...
He's my son, damn it!
All right, I'll take him on Saturdays.
I was married.
This feels,
and he was 50.
This feels so unnecessary. Why is this in the movie? Why?
Because Brian Usner allowed it to be.
Bede, is this secretly a Hallmark movie and you're not telling us?
Well, it's the horror version of a Hallmark movie.
I think I'd rather watch a Hallmark movie because things might actually happen.
Neither. Because I've been watching, like, some of the Netflix Christmas movies, and nothing happens in a lot of those.
I want one of those, like, someone at my work had this idea, and I totally support this. I want, like, a traditional, like, really cheesy Hallmark Christmas movie, then the last third becomes a complete slasher movie, because the protagonist is a serial killer, and they don't reveal it till, like, the last third of the movie, yes. And he just kills everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that would be good to start happening in this movie, so something happens.
Oh, this movie is basically going to go fuck this shit o'clock very soon.
You say that, but is it really?
Oh, it will.
I don't trust you anymore.
Like, the last 20 minutes, just give a Terrifier-type gore, like that type of slasher with a Christmas movie.
Do we really need to see all this stuff?
They still haven't even taken off their underwear yet.
How long have they been going? This
is how you're supposed to have sex, right?
No, that's not how sex works.
That's not how sex works.
How does tight? Why? Who does anyone actually wear tidy whiteys?
That guy.
Or is? Yeah, but they're the and most unattractive. But they're the most unattractive of underwear.
He took her undies off, but she still got undies on.
She wears double undies just in case.
Double undies.
Double undies.
Extra protection.
Okay, this guy really looks like Denny now, and I don't like it.
This may be Denny's origin story.
Again.
And when you see it in that light, it makes so much sense.
Possessed by the night. All over the place.
Simultaneous.
These are uncomfortable to watch.
That's basically a Brian Gisner movie.
This motorboat. More.
I'm
just leaving the music going until this scene's over.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it till this is over. I mean, this poor kid is overly traumatized now.
This needs to be the music for the scene in the movie.
I'm surprised it isn't. And also, this kid is probably never wanting to have sex ever in his life because he's been around it way too much and traumatized.
And none of these people know how to have sex.
Oh, here we go. Uh-oh. Oh, we got a Santa here.
Wait,
we got Santa.
What?
Business is picking up. We got a Santa.
Is this Mickey Rooney?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume it is.
If he's under 2 feet tall, it's Mickey Rooney.
Mm. He's also He's also offended by people fucking.
Child stars aren't meant to have sex.
I mean, he prefers it when people have sex properly, and he gets offended by whatever these people are doing.
I hope you enjoy my upgrade of demonic toys.
Yeah, why wasn't this a demonic toys movie? That would make more sense.
I don't think demonic toys as a franchise, I don't think that did start until either the same year as this movie or the year after, I think.
Oh,
I think it was before. I remember demonic toys.
Oh my gosh, his name is Buck. I'm Buck and I'm here to fuck.
But he doesn't know how to fuck.
With my underwear on. Because that's how I roll.
He loves his tidy whities that much.
She's turned on by the tidy whities.
Looks like there's a flashlight on the bed, and I don't like this.
Hey, I had that T-Rex toy right there. That's a Dino Riders T-Rex toy.
Why is there a severed arm toy?
Oh,
he's going to give him a bum poke. He really is!
He's going to give him a bum cuddle.
I don't want to watch this.
He's into it.
This is like that scene in, like, Scary Movie. It's like, I like what you're doing with your fingers in my ass. Those aren't my fingers. Ray! He's enjoying it way too much.
She's very confused.
Kirk Cameron's a freak.
Buy this butt plug head toy thing from Wild
Secrets.
I don't
like this at all.
Mind you, like I saw him stated a few times before, this is a bride used in the film. He has a weird thing with sex, just like David Cronenberg.
I don't like this horny version of thing.
Horny thing.
I don't like it.
He's going to give her the old shocker.
Yes, the shocking dark.
Yes.
That would make this more
Can't believe it took us that long to make that joke.
Right. We should have been on that.
It's been a while since we made the shocking dark joke.
I mean, to be fair, this movie's kind of boring.
To be fair?
It's taken all my brain cells. The kids should just let the toys kill them.
Talk about a reach around.
Ew.
Oh,
and there's a snake.
And I like the kid is just standing there doing nothing. I know, granted, he lost his voice because he's traumatized, but still.
He doesn't care, clearly.
I just want them to stop having sex.
Whoa! That too. The safe word is Martha.
You know what you called those snakes? You called them BDSM snakes.
No, bead, no.
Wait for it. Wait. Whoa!
Whoa!
No! That Batmobile got blades!
How is any of this dangerous? Uh oh.
Oh, he sold another child star. Mickey Rooney's at it again.
Oh no.
Whoa!
I kind of want them to die because they're annoying.
When Wild Secrets toys
go. Oh, Jesus!
Whoa. That escalated quickly.
That did.
Whoa. And they're firing real weapons!
Apparently.
Christmas Rambo needs to come in and save the day.
Yes! That would make this movie.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
You like a poke? I'll give you a poke too!
Jesus. The thing is, they're moving! fucking slow.
She just got shot by a miniature cannon.
I think she got shot in the crotch.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
No.
Why did she spread her legs?
Nom, 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 nom.
Hold still, I'm trying to give you a shave.
This is weird and unusual.
You call them demonic toys? These are the real demonic toys.
These are demonic and horny toys.
They're David Cronenberg toys.
I don't get it. What's going on? Why is this a movie?
Because it's the fifth film in a franchise.
And
at this point in the Silent Night, Deadly Night franchise, they were like, fuck this shit o'clock and just started doing whatever.
I mean, they could have just had it like action from the start and been actually interesting.
Yeah, but they
wanted to build up
to it. It's
the fifth film in the franchise and they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. We're just gonna do, just make shit up as we go.
Pretty much.
Although, that being said though, like... Oh yeah, now I remember why he's obsessed with that dude. Because, as he's already stating right now, Mickey Rooney has been doing this type of shit for years, like booby-trapping toys and killing kids.
Yeah, none of this makes any sense. Why does he want to kill children? Why? What did he do? What did they do to him?
Because his wife died and he couldn't have a family.
Yes. And also, like, Mickey Rooney was just jealous that new child stars were taking all of his roles.
Yeah, but if he had a kid that he then killed, none of this makes sense!
Oh, it gets more insane from here.
Does that mean it makes sense or nah?
Oh, it'll make sense, but it just goes insane.
I don't think it's going to make sense. He's not a very convincing Santa.
He was just upset that he couldn't star in the original Silent Night, Deadly Night. That's why he hated it so much.
He's a convincing Petto.
Petto.
It's me, Joe Petto.
He's gonna realize you're his baby daddy.
They're gonna think like the kid Oh wait, yeah, the kid's not there, but they're gonna think he murdered the fucking babysitter.
I'm alive.
Where the hell did she come from?
I got attacked by soldiers and some kind of big eye thing tried to chop at my leg.
How does she know he took him?
Yeah, because he saw it happen. Because Mickey Rooney only took the kid. Oh, they're coming back out.
Ah! Whoa! How do they blow
garbage
things up?
Day.
Garbage
day.
That was a brilliant match. And perfectly well tied. But I was supposed to go to my third Molly Ringwald convention tonight.
How many Molly Ringwald conventions are there in one night?
Seven.
Wow.
Seven. You'd be surprised.
And none of them get along.
It's almost as if a store by the name of Petto could be the bad guy.
And I wonder why it's the middle of the night and it's closed.
If you really wanted the Fallout Boy role that much, we'll give it to you!
Keep out. They're not trying very hard to get in there.
She doesn't...
Oh, wait, there's an open door.
Well, to be fair, this is that state...
To be fair.
This was that time in the 90s where anyone could just leave their door open or unlocked and, you know, didn't have to worry about people sneaking in.
Yeah, but if you're kidnapping children, I mean... Actually, it being a trap makes more sense. But this movie is not smart, so...
It's brilliant.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But it is.
No, it's
not. It's already gotten... It's already been classified as an underrated horror Christmas classic by every horror website out there at the moment.
It has not.
It has. No, I saw it hasn't. It has.
This is not a good movie.
Dude wrote the article. It has.
Yeah, it has. I have receipts.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
How did he get that open?
It was open. Damn it, I knew I should have just opened up the door.
You're getting that doll for Christmas. And that one.
Gonna buy all the dolls.
Derek!
I think you mean Daddy.
Hmm. That'd change his name for, reasons.
Yes. We're retroactively making this a Room prequel.
Mm.
There better not be any deadites. There better not be any more deadites down here.
That would make this movie interesting.
I'll swallow your soul.
Swallow your soul.
Unless you give me a Rambo action figure.
That's all Henrietta wanted in Evil Dead 2 was a Rambo action figure.
I mean, who does it? Oh!
No, it's more like...
I feel like they just want to kill that kid. I feel like he just wants to kill the one kid.
He wants to kill all the kids.
Yeah, but he's just taking aim at the one.
Because he keeps being interrupted from dying. Whoa!
How did that happen?
That toy plane is firing bullets at him.
Where's Superman when we need him? Toy Man's obviously here.
Mm.
That teddy bear will save me.
No, it won't. This guy sucks. I'm just, like, not vibing with this movie at all. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Marcy. I'll think... Oh.
Whose head is that?
That's Buck's head. The boyfriend. Oh. With the tidy whities.
He looks like he's been dead for 2 weeks. That's not how decomposition works.
No, it's
not.
Oh, wait.
Oh, it's a mask. Oh,
it's a mask.
Okay, that makes more sense then.
Yes.
Not that much in this movie makes sense. Let's get that right.
Damn, it can't be that hard to find Mickey Rooney. He's only 1 foot tall.
That makes him more difficult to find.
And he smells like bourbon.
That makes him more easier to find.
He smells like bourbon and barbecue.
Whoa!
That's pee.
I was gonna say the same thing.
No, not pee! My eyes! I was not supposed to get pee in them!
Or, that's not cranberry sauce.
That is not cranberry sauce.
It's not Christmas pudding either.
Hmm.
I'm so confused.
That's where you gotta close up your basements, because that's the only way you're gonna make sure Mickey Rooney stays down there.
Why is the knife bloody?
Oh, it was in the wall.
And why was it bloody in the wall?
Oh.
Yeah, don't try to explain it if you don't know.
I don't know. She was making a sandwich beforehand. What a peanut butter and jelly on the sandwich.
With blood, apparently.
Yes. Bloody sandwich.
Who's that?
It's Pino.
Oh.
Is Pino dead?
Maybe.
Is his last name Grigio? He's all right. Mm. He's all right.
I gotta smell the alcohol in the air. Am I ever gonna find Mickey Rooney or Luis Lassa?
It's a 50-50 at this point.
Mm.
Did somebody say Luis Lasso? Hello, everybody.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
Why?
You thought you could go through this whole episode without me, even though I'm out celebrating Hanukkah at the moment.
I was going to say, I thought you were celebrating Hanukkah, Luis. You were too busy to show up.
I was, but then I thought, you know what? It's the last episode of your show this year. I need to make an appearance so I can talk to you lovely people. And also date that hunky-dory Mickey Rooney, even though he's long past.
I think you two would be a much better couple than you and Craven.
Me and Mickey Rooney, if we were side by side, it'd be like Tom and Nicole. I'm like at least 5 feet taller than him. And also, I could easily put my wine glass on top of his head. So that'd be even greater the relationship.
And you're into that.
I am so into that. But, yes, I thought I'd come by and I gave that Godzilla toy over there. Which clearly is that, what is it, that Geico Kaiju Christmas toy, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Or as I like to call, but we also have our own version. It's the Hanukkah.
Oh!
Godzilla.
Luis, your first movie.
Or you could light it up as a menorah, but that's a whole different story. But anyways, though.
I have no idea what just happened.
Now, Mickey Rooney. Oh, there's like two Mickey Rooneys. That's like, that's every girl's dream.
How many Mickey Rooneys are there?
This is why he has been around for 200 years, because he had more than one. It's like that movie, The Prestige. And he's like Christian Bale. Oh, wait a minute.
Plot twist.
It's a plot twist. But anyways, though, what? I gotta get going, because I'm gonna get what back to my Hanukkah party.
What is this?
It's a robot.
I'll see you all later. Bye.
What?
Yes, the shocking truth. Pino is a robot.
Wait, Pino's a robot?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And he pretends to be his own... the Mickey Rooney?
He's been Mickey Rooney this entire time.
So what's Mickey Rooney doing?
He's dead.
Oh. So why was he doing this?
Because he's obsessed with the mum.
Why?
See, that is basically Pino's plan. He wants to get rid of the kid and the husband so he can date the mum because he is horny for the mum.
So he's an incel in robot form.
Yes.
This is why you should fuck with AI, guys.
And the worst part? I think you should fit Vix Martha up with Pino here. I think they'd be a good couple.
Yes.
Not with that hair.
That's Lego hair.
Yeah, she's not into that look.
Oh! Are you ready, baby?
I don't like this.
Is Pino gonna do the old, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Like my pillow for a belly.
Does he have like...
Oh, they're gonna do it!
He's got the Ken doll penis, doesn't he?
Yeah, no? Money shot.
This is what I wanted from Wild Secrets, a real man doll.
So he's like some really weird, stupid version of like a Pinocchio.
Essentially, yes. Hence why his name's Pedo, and his dad's name is Pedo, Geppetto.
We realize what Joe Petto meant, Bede.
Yes, well.
That's why I said it was on the nose.
Yes.
But he's upset because
he can do anything except build me a dick.
Mm. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's why he hates his father, because he wanted to be a real boy, but his dad didn't want to give him a dick, and he became an incel.
Well, he just needed to make that order from Wild Secrets. It would have been better than a real dick, because it actually does things. You can have all the vibrator settings you want.
See, I mean, he doesn't even necessarily need a dick to have sex. I mean, there's other creative ways that you can do.
Yeah, he's gonna
do the shocking dark.
He's gonna scissor her daddy ass.
Exactly.
That's not how sons love their mothers, dude.
That's not how sex works. That's not how cuddling works either.
None of this is how any of it works.
To be fair, he is a robot. Of course you're not going to understand sex. You're a robot. And then his face melts.
This is an Oscar-winning performance if I've ever seen one.
Indeed.
Aw, her boy is a box.
Not my Lego here! All I ever wanted was love. Oh my gosh, he looks like Eminem.
I cannot see it!
He looks like Eminem in that one music video where he had, like, the fake, like, plastic hair. And
oh my god, I can't unsee it! It really does. I'm disturbed.
Damn it, wrong bag.
Yeah, how many sacks are there? Why would you forget where you put your hostage, you dickhead?
See, this is why we should never put AI in real dolls.
This is why you should distinguish between and say what the love is meant to be between a mother and a son.
Mm.
We've seen too many of these movies and I don't fucking like it.
I know. We've seen way too many movies, weird movies like this with this type of subplot in them.
I don't like it.
It's okay. I can make you a dick.
Anything you want, Pino. Oh, yeah. He's asking himself, what would Rambo do right now?
Right.
Exactly.
Totally is.
Exactly.
This is why you show kids Rambo the cartoon series.
Yeah. Exactly. So whenever they get into a situation where they have to fight a AI real doll, they can like fight back.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah! Not my left hand. That's what I use to give ass cuddles with.
Damn. Oh my god, I can't unsee the M&M now. It's freaking me out.
Hey, kids, you like violence? Yeah, Pino, he's just like, oh, arms are heavy, eating mom's spaghetti.
He's going to go lose himself soon.
Yes. May the real Pino please stand up.
Whoa! That did a lot of damage for a shit swing.
How's this store gonna survive without me?
Hey, Lise, check this out. This is the part where you can see him split in half. Okay, I guess... yeah, I think we need to stop having a subscription to Wild Secrets now.
Why was a robot wearing socks?
Why, but now that's amazing. Why are because their feet are cold.
Yeah, but really, why is he wearing socks?
He doesn't have any robot skin on him, so he has to wear socks.
Why did he make a robot kid?
Because his kid died, so he needed a replacement.
Yeah, you gotta grieve, yeah. And you don't make robots to fill the void.
Isn't that what pedos do?
Yes. I mean, he could easily have just remarried and had another kid, but, you know, he had to go take the long way.
Well, he was 100 years old at the time.
Well, that is true. Actually, he's not even dead. He's just, like, asleep.
He could build a robot that's that lifelike, but the rest of his toys look so shitty.
Right? What's up with that?
He spent all his money on making that Pino, that whatever was left, he could only make out of shit toys.
I mean, even the hand irony toy thing, looked really bad.
The Pino had no dick, but he had an asshole. So, just saying.
That's what he used the finger robot toy for.
Yes. Well, everything is back to normal. We could be a family again.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Yeah, really.
I'm your real dad. Don't worry about it.
That's it, we need to go on Maury just to prove this.
Was there another movie after this?
Not another one, but there was, of course, the 2012 remake, which was just called Silent Night.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this shitty thing.
Oh, jeez, that's terrifying.
What the fuck is that?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys Part 2.
That was Louise Lasser. Ha!
Coming soon to Wild Singers, the Louise Lasser real doll, which comes with real wine and glass, pumpkin pie, and yeah, sound effects.
And smells like menthols.
Yes. And yes, that was Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker, a.k.a. the story of Mickey Rooney.
Yes.
And how Mickey Rooney got his groove back.
Yes, well, you can pause the credits.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's a wrap from us for this episode and for 2022.
Indeed. It's been quite a year for the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We've had a lot of highlights throughout the year and a lot of laughs. But at the same time, though, none of that would have happened without the three of us together doing this show. Because we are a family here on the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And I got to say, I love you guys very much, even though I know it's...
I don't know if I can say the same beat, I'm sorry. After that movie, I don't know what I'm... I don't know.
But Marcy, wouldn't it be a Christmas series of shows if I didn't give you a movie that you guys are probably going to hate me for?
I don't know. We need some new traditions, really.
That is true.
We need new traditions. I'm just saying.
Wait until next year.
Yeah, you're not getting a pick next year.
Oh.
That's just how it is.
Next year, you guys are just going to replace me with just a photo of me and somebody doing a voice.
Probably.
at the rate that AI is developing now, we could just replace Bede with an AI.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Well, that is true. But, that is very true.
But then the movies would be just as terrible with an AI.
Yeah.
We'll have to put in all the episodes of 2B Tuesday podcast into the AI, and then that way it has like all my functions and all that.
Yeah, we don't want that. We want it to have good function.
But yeah, that is of course the end of this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in for our very 2B Christmas month. We hope you all enjoyed this season of the show, and also our very last episode for the year as well. And we're going to come back bigger and better next year. And also, for the first few weeks in January, we're going to be doing our annual two-part best of episode from 2022. And also, we're going to wrap up everything by doing our second annual 2B Awards as well. So, very exciting times ahead. And also some more great episodes coming up, including, very soon, our milestone 100th episode. So we'll have something exciting planned for that. But in the meantime, though, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yeah, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can look up the Super Network or the 2B Tuesdays on your on your socials, and you'll find the Super Network. You can head to Linktree at linktr.ee/the2btuesdays podcast for all the links and the socials where you can find the podcast. Just type in the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player and you will find us there. So please subscribe, give us ratings, reviews, all the good stuff. And yeah, you can always see on the socials. And yeah, if you want to find me on socials personally, you can generally find me under Super Marcy. So there we go.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where we've just released our 200th episode. So make sure you download that and listen to that. Where me, Mark, and Logan, so we got Logan back, the OG Spidey 3, did something different. So instead of recapping an issue with Spider-Man, we actually came up with our own list of top 10 Spider-Man villains of all time. And we
compared and contrasted our lists. So that's nice. An interesting listen. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Pop4D Facebook group for all things comics, movies, gaming, television, professional wrestling, and movies.
Awesome. Awesome. And if people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BeJamine. And of course, find all my work over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and columns. And also listen to my solo podcast, Bead vs. the Living Dead, on all podcasting streaming services everywhere. And also follow the official Twitter account at twitter.com/BeedVSTLD. So, yep, that's a wrap on this year's series of the 2B Tuesdays podcast and the end of phase two of the show. And we'll see you all next year for phase three, where we start all over again. No more LA Wars, unfortunately.
It somehow got wrapped up in this weird movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, of all the movies to wrap up the LA Wars, this is how they wrapped it up.
Yeah. And it might have been set in LA, I'm not sure, but we'll find out. But anyways, though, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, and have a safe new year, everybody. And we'll see you all on Tuesday next year. See everybody. Bye.
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 We wish you a to be Christmas. We wish you a to be Christmas. We wish you a to be Christmas. And all hail the Christmas kaiju.